I forever have been and forever probably will be a maladaptive daydreamer. I genuinely always replay conversations in my head and literally just cringe at myself, like over and over and over. Like the things that I said, I'll be like, why did I say that? Why did I say that? I literally took "why would I say that" to a whole new meaning. That is literally why I named my podcast "Why Would I Say That?" Because that is story of my life. Hi friends, and welcome back to the "Why Would I Say That?" podcast. And today was a day I really did not, well, I did plan on recording today, but everything went wrong. I literally had food poisoning. What the f***? And it ruined all my plans, but I always made a promise to myself to get things done. And yes, the food poisoning went away. I feel so much better. It got all out. We're feeling great now. But I always kept this promise that I would make an episode once a week, and here I am. And I just needed you to know that, because even when it gets hard for me, I'm still showing up. Because genuinely, I do love doing this. I love it more than anything in the whole freaking world. So I was really disappointed when I woke up sick this morning thinking I wasn't going to record. But it's nighttime and I'm going out in a little bit. But I was like, no, I'm talking to my friends. So like, I'm here and hopefully you appreciate it, because your girl has been not feeling great, but I feel so much better. So don't worry. I'm in a great state of mind. I no longer have sick brain. I literally slept until 3 o'clock today. Finally got nutrients in my body. I'm feeling great. So I'm really ready to go straight into today's topic, which is really just going to be about replaying situations in your head, because you would think that it's like, oh yeah, you just replay situations in your head. You can just like do other things. You'll be fine. But it's not like that at all. It literally causes some havoc in my life and like kind of makes me hold myself off from certain relationships because I'm feeling guilty. I'm feeling embarrassed. I feel weird from what I said. And I really just want to talk about it and how I've been able to manage that a bit better, because I've never really heard anyone talk about this. So like, as you know, I'm going to talk about it if I don't think it's talked about enough. No matter who you are, we've all embarrassed ourselves at one point or another. We've done something embarrassing and then we relive it in our head over and over again and honestly make the situation extremely worse in our head than it probably was in the first place. Most people probably forgot or didn't even realize you did what you did and you're sitting there replaying in your head, but it just makes you feel like bad and ugh. And I'm the queen of this because I am definitely an open book, because my theory in my head, if I told you, you can't say that I did it and you can't use it against me because I already told you. But sometimes like I just need to shut up because I be trauma dumping and I don't realize it, and sometimes things will come out of my mouth faster than I thought it. Sometimes I need to slow down and actually realize what I'm saying, and I don't know, I'll relive those moments in my head over and over and over again. So I'm the queen of this. I'm a trauma dumper and I've went through a lot. So sometimes when I'm like telling stories back, I realize that they're not the norm because their jaw is dropping in front of me and I'm like, oh, okay, you didn't go through that. Maybe I should stop talking. But I really believe that certain things are normal that really aren't, just because like, hey, I'm traumatized. I'm sorry, I can't help it. But I think it's normal. So I'll be going around like, hey, this happened to me. Ha! And there's people sitting there like, if you're watching on YouTube, you got a visual. But if you're listening to podcasts, all I did was drop my jaw. It's stressful. It's stressful because sometimes I'm sitting there thinking of like, okay, what should I say? What should I not say? And then if I did say something that I shouldn't have said, now I'm embarrassed and I want to go home and I don't even want to carry on that relationship because I want to hide under a blanket because I'm embarrassed. But it's just because I really don't realize some things are not the norm sometimes. So I don't know. I literally did this yesterday. Okay. Someone was shooting their shot with me and I accidentally shot them down and I was like, oh. I mean, I don't really think I was like interested anyways, but I have not dated in a while. I should probably give someone a chance. But I was like at the bar with my friends yesterday and some guy like comes and sits next to me and he starts telling me how he's Puerto Rican. Well, if you know anything about me, my ex was Puerto Rican, right? And for some reason, I thought it was great to say out loud, oh, you guys are so great, but y'all are just so possessive. Like I could never date someone like that again. Why did I generalize him? Why did that come out of my mouth? I should have just been like, oh, that's pretty cool. Why did I need to tell him my backstory? He doesn't know me. He doesn't need to know. It doesn't matter. Why am I trauma dumping on this man? I don't know. But I literally cannot stop thinking about it because I'm like, why would I say that? Why would I generalize him? Why would I say that? Why literally would I say that? I don't know. And I don't think he caught on. Like, I'm really thinking that a lot of people don't pick up on those things. They don't realize they're that embarrassing. But like, to me, it was embarrassing. And wait till the end of the video so I can go a little more deeper into my story times, because that was just a vague one, because we're only a few minutes into this podcast. I'm not trying to trauma dump right away. That's the whole point. I'm not trying to trauma dump on you. I'm trying to help you not trauma dump and to feel better if you do trauma dump. A lot of these times we get stuck in overanalyzing, like, you know, analysis paralysis, like when you start analyzing something you can't even do anything about anymore. But like, I will relive moments like that in my head over and over and over again, like and tell myself like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassing. Oh my God, they probably hate me. Oh my God, I don't even know how to carry a conversation. Like, I get a lot of negative self-talk when I feel this way. If I have a deeper connection with someone and I do something like this, this part is actually annoying. I profusely apologize and keep bringing it up, and I probably make it worse and bring more attention to it because I just apologize and keep bringing it up and talking about it because I'm so embarrassed that I'm like overcompensating for it. I don't want to be embarrassed, so I'm trying to convince them not to be embarrassed, but then I just keep bringing it up, so now I'm actually embarrassing myself. I don't know. It's I just get stuck in like this analysis paralysis where I really get caught up in that mind state. And it's very common in people that have neurodivergence, have anxiety, trauma, or you have BPD like me. We get really caught up in these moments because our brain is kind of wired to analyze a lot of things. So like when we do something, we're going to analyze it to make sure that we're keeping ourselves safe, because really that's all it's stemming from, is your brain trying to keep you safe. So it's like, hey, just to be sure you didn't say anything embarrassing, I'm going to replay it over and over 1,000 times in your brain just to be safe, even though you're going to probably identify it as embarrassing, because why are you sitting there analyzing it so hard? Calm down. I'm talking to myself here, to be completely honest with you. But yeah, like, calm down. A lot of people don't realize that they grew up in these environments that words had real consequences. So if you grew up in an environment like that, you're way more likely to replay conversations in your head over and over and over again, because you're trying to make sure that you're going to stay safe. And for me, that is something that I've dealt with. Like, my words have always had consequences. No matter what I said, I always had an attitude. No matter what I said, I was always in trouble. And sometimes, like, I swear to God, like, I would just like be talking about my emotions, and then everyone would be like, nope, you have a consequence because you're sad or depressed. Like, literally, when I started self-harming, when I started self-harming when I was younger, I literally came to my mom about it, and I got grounded and the door taken off the hinges. I get it, because she was scared, but I don't, like, in my brain, I registered that as a consequence. So like, and now I overanalyze stuff like that. So I don't know. I just grew up in an environment to where my words had real consequences. My feelings had consequences. So now I feel like anytime I'm like in a situation where like I'm feeling, so like anywhere I go, I overanalyze literally everything, because everything that I did had a consequence when I was younger. And I just always felt extremely misunderstood. And it's very, very common in people who get stuck in thought loops like that. Because you were either shamed, you were laughed at, your feelings were misunderstood, or you were even punished for some of the things that you said or did. And so you're more likely to be a little more on edge when you get into adulthood, because I mean, like, you're learning when you're a child. So when you learned from a childhood that your words have consequences, you're now scared that your words are going to have consequences. And you're now replaying it over and over in your head to make sure that you're not going to get a consequence. Even though you're an adult, you're like, the only consequence there is going to be your own guilt and your own brain driving you insane. But your brain is trying to protect you as much as it doesn't seem like it is. It seems like it's hurting you more, because it kind of is. It's not a great thing to have, but it is your brain's way of trying to protect you to not have like a real life consequence to the words that you say. When you're dealing with something like this, you're dealing with cognitive distortions. And there's two main ones that I really, really want to talk about that really play a role into you playing certain conversations and scenarios in your head over and over again. The first thing is mind reading. You start to assume what someone else is thinking when you get caught up in that little loop of you replaying situations in your head, because you literally believe that they thought it was embarrassing, but you're assuming that. You don't know that. Like, if someone pauses after you say something, you start to believe that means you're weird or uncomfy or even both, but that's not what that means. That was just a facial expression. And like, you can have a good conversation and someone look at you like this sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't mean that it's embarrassing. It just might mean that they're questioning it. They want to know more. It does not mean what you already assumed. You can't mind read. And if you do feel those ways, it's very important to like communicate that. I'm like, oh, that's embarrassing. And like, maybe they will validate you and make you feel like it's not embarrassing. Maybe they'll give you space to open up a bit more, but you can't mind read someone's emotion to what they said or their feelings about what you said. So don't assume that is what someone's thinking. If you're assuming things, just ask them. Because at this point, if you're going to hide from that anyways and never talk to them again, at least get that conversation out there. So see that maybe you don't need to avoid this person. Because I know when I get embarrassed or start to relive things in my head, I kind of distance myself from that person, because it's really, really hard to deal with, because I'm dealing with a lot of guilt and embarrassment. But I've learned over time, if I bring these up to people, like, I'm not a mind reader. A lot of the times, whatever my thought wasn't correct. They just made a facial expression that I took the wrong way, because I'm sensitive. because I'm sensitive. And that's the second thing with cognitive distortions, is that a lot of the times we're highly sensitive people, and that's why we're reliving things in our head, because we want to make sure that we didn't hurt someone else's feelings, to make sure that our feelings aren't being hurt, even though they definitely are, by the whole loop of conversation. But tiny weird moments for someone like me who has borderline personality disorder can lead to full-blown crises. And it's just like, it's usually the straw that broke the camel's back, but at the same time, like, small inconveniences and small embarrassing things can send someone into a crisis because we're highly emotional. Like, it's just something that it's like inner wiring. So it's super common for people that are like highly sensitive or thinks that they're a mind reader and can read everybody. It's so common to relive conversations and scenarios in your head over and over again, which in the end is actually really, really harmful to your brain. And as much as your brain is, again, is trying to protect itself, it's extremely harmful, because it's like you get stuck. You get stuck in this time, you get stuck in analysis paralysis, and it's not a good time. Truth is, a lot of the time when you're reliving these moments in your head is you probably didn't make it weird. You really probably didn't make it weird. It was just a conversation and your brain is hyper fixating on that moment of the conversation. And if you did make it weird, they most likely didn't care, because when people say weird around me, I don't care. I'm like, cool, say the weirder the better. Like, I really don't mind. And if they do care, it's not the end of the world, because it's probably not the spaces you need to be in anyways. Like, if that's really how you act and like talk, it's completely fine. No matter what the situation was, if they get weirded out and you start to feel weirded out, maybe it's just like you guys aren't meant to be friends anyway, or you're not meant to be partners anyway, or you're just not supposed to be in that room anyway. It's okay. You're just weeding them out, but you probably didn't make it weird. You're making it weird by making it weird in your head. And weird is freaking cool. I don't want normal friends that just like, I don't know. I'm not like the clean girl aesthetic that dresses up every day and dresses and stuff. And I'm not saying I'm not like other girls. I'm not doing that. I'm not being a pick me, but like the more not normal, the better. I love that. And just to prove to you guys that nobody cares when you do weird stuff, I'm about to tell you some of the weirdest stuff that I have done. And I only made it weird in my head, except it is weird. Like, in my brain, I'm like, no, sometimes I relive these situations in my head and I can't make it stop. But like, oh my God, we're just going to go straight into it. So, all right. So this is where we're going to get a little more like adult rated content. So if you don't like stuff like that, skip like a few minutes. My friends engaged with this guy, and we used to like have like this whole big friend group. So like, it was a mix of her fiance's friends and a group of our friends, which really was just me and her. But at least at that time, I do have a lot more girlfriends now, but at that time I was going through like a new friendship thing. But I started hanging out with like a new group of people, and like the first time I hung out with this guy, you know, it's the BPD in me, it's the hypersexuality, okay? And I haven't done the deed in a long time. Your girl was acting like a 12-year-old person going through hormones for the first time, okay? I guess, I don't know. I started hanging out with one of my best friend's fiance's friends, and it was his best friend. And, you know, we ended up getting a hotel and like hanging out the rest of the day. This story is so funny. All right, you know, we're doing the deed, and he ended up going a little rougher than I liked, right? Dude, why would I do this? Instead of just being like, hey, like, maybe don't do that, because your girl, I'm not trying to go TMI here, I do like this stuff, but he went a little too far, and I should have just communicated like, hey, don't do that. Instead, I got up, started screaming, running out of the room, screaming, I'm traumatized. And remind you, we're in the middle of the deed, so I had no clothes on. That's so embarrassing. And this is, we spent the whole day together, but that was so embarrassing. That was so embarrassing. That was so embarrassing, to the point like I ended up leaving before he woke up the next day. And then he ended up texting me, and he was completely fine with it. And we've hung out a million five times since then. And he does make fun of me, but it's more of like a joke. Like, it is like a ongoing joke that we have. So every time I see him, it's like an ongoing joke, because we're still like really good friends and everything. But like, yeah, I don't know. And I relive that situation in my head, and it's something, this happened last summer. I could probably think about this like once a day, once every other day. I don't know. Yes, I did make the situation weird. It does sound really weird, but like, he did not care. And honestly, I guess it was for the plot, and he probably enjoyed it. He was like, oh my God, this is just crazy. But she's fun, because I am fun. Like, I don't know. It was like, I don't know. Me and him have a lot of fun together. We're not like working towards a relationship or anything like that. Not at all. Both guys to work on. But I do think it's so funny that he actually did not care about that, and we're both like super cool with each other. And that just goes to show, no matter how weird you get or how weird the situation can be, sometimes it's really not that weird. It does sound weird. The situation was very much weird, but like, he didn't care. You know, he really didn't care. He like was like, oh, I would never do that again, blah, blah, blah. So really, I could have just sat there and be like, hey, don't do that. But instead, I embarrassed the living crap out of myself. And it lives rent-free in my head. But again, it's only weird because I made it weird, even though it was weird. But he genuinely did not care. And we still have like a pretty good friendship. So not so weird, I guess. And then I also like recently made like a new friend. I love her to death. But like we went into it and I just started. I don't know why I'm like this with friendships. I just trauma dump. Like, you want to hear my whole life story? All you have to do is hang out with me one time. I'm going to give it to you. I don't shut up sometimes, especially if you put a drop of liquor inside me. Oh, yeah. You're getting my entire life story from the moment I was born to the moment I walked into this establishment, okay? But I have this friend, and like the first few times we hung out, all I did was trauma dump on her. But, and I like think about it a lot. I'm like, dude, she's gonna think I'm too much. She's not gonna wanna hang out with me. And I think this is a lot of reasons I've lost a lot of friends in my past. Dude, we've been hanging out like a few times a week. She's now one of my best friends and she's super, super cool. She did not care at all. Like, if you're like reliving these moments in your head, like you shouldn't, because sometimes those moments are bring you closer to people. And if not, like they're not your people, and that's okay. And it's not as weird as you're making it in your head. It's only weird because you made it weird, and it's only weird to you. I promise. You're not weird. And if you are, cool. You're so freaking cool, honestly. Just always remember this. Most people really don't care what you do. They're more worried about themselves and how they act and what tone they're using and all that stuff, that they don't even care what tone you use or what statement you said because they're so worried about themselves. I'm not saying they only care about themselves, but a lot of the times most people are more worried about what they're doing and they don't care what you're doing. So like, live life how you want to, because it's your terms. Just live it. It's going to be okay. Just some of these thought processes have really helped me like calm down, just to know like, even if I am weird, it's fine, because weird is cooler. And second, a lot of times when I'm like caught up in that thinking, I'm making it weird because I'm making it weird. And most times people don't care. And sometimes if you're really, really caught up into that, like just talk to that person about it, because if they're for you, they'll get it. And if they're not for you, they just don't get it. And that's okay. They just don't get it like us, you know? Normalize weird. It opens doors for deeper connections, deeper relationships, and more meaningful relationships. I do want to hear more about you than surface level stuff. Don't be surface level for other people and making other people comfortable. Don't change your demeanor, your tone, or who you are in order to make other people comfortable, because the people that you attract are going to be comfortable with you as long as you're living in your truth. Everybody has a somebody out there. Okay, not everything is going to be made for you, but there is something made for you, and there are people made for you. And the same struggles that you deal with, someone else is dealing with. The same little quirks that you have, somebody else has. Or even if they don't have it, they will love it, and you will love their quirks. Like, there's just certain times at certain environments that people aren't for you. So yeah, you're going to feel weird about it, but it's really just because you're not meant to be there. Be weird. Open up doors to bigger and deeper and more connecting relationships by being weird. Being weird is cool. I'm giving you permission right freaking now. If there is something that you have been thinking about a lot and you feel like it's super, super weird, but this like podcast helped you, let me know down in the comments below, because I guarantee that somebody else's thoughts have thought that before. And I want other people to feel okay with their thoughts too, because I don't want them to be stuck in analysis paralysis. That's why I make the content that I make, because I want you to feel better about who you are, exactly how you are. You don't need to change yourself and change certain things. Now, if you have negative things, it's okay to grow as a person. You're allowed to change those things. And I do encourage that type of change. But exactly who you are right now, you're exactly where you need to be, okay? If you're not where you want to be, it's because this is where your feet are planted. You have a few more things to learn before you get what you want, and that's completely okay. But be weird, because the people that are accepting of that are meant for you. They're meant to be there for you. They're meant for you. And if you're not there yet, it's because you're not in the right room. You're putting yourself in awkward situations. You're trying to dim down your own light. You're just doing too much. You need to be in different rooms. And sometimes you have to say certain statements and do certain things to find your people. And it is going to feel weird if you're not in the right environments, because the people around you, if you're not in the right environment, probably won't be super accepting of that, but someone will be accepting of you. I promise you that. So if you feel alone right now and you feel stuck, it might literally just mean that you need a different environment or different people around you. I'm not trying to sit here and point my fingers at everyone else and say it's their fault. I'm literally pointing my finger at you and saying, hey, it's your fault for putting yourself in those rooms, but you are perfect the way that you are. You are worthy the way that you are, and there's no reason you need to be stuck and freeze reliving scenarios over and over and over again in your head, because there's nothing wrong with you. You're perfect the way you are. You're extremely worthy. Always remember, the weirder, the funnier, because I don't know, humor is my little quirk. I love funny people. So like, be weird, be funny, be cool. Okay. I think that's cool. And don't overthink it too much. Don't do that, because you'll get stuck, and sometimes you'll ruin your relationships because of this, because you will be scared to communicate with them. You'll be too embarrassed, or you'll feel humiliated, and you shouldn't feel those ways. Unless, and honestly, even in this scenario, if you were naked on a stage, then okay. If you accidentally became, like, say you had like a wardrobe malfunction in front of a million people, it's slightly embarrassing. But hey, they'll remember you forever. You're memorable. But like, yeah, not much is embarrassing. And if you're in the right crowds, it's not embarrassing, okay? You don't need to be sitting there driving yourself absolutely insane. But yeah, that's pretty much all I got for you guys today. I just really wanted to talk to you guys. Even though I was really sick this morning, I rushed over here just so I could talk to you guys as soon as I felt better. As soon as I felt better, I was like, yeah. Podcast time. And I was really excited to make this podcast. But definitely let me know in the comments down below some of the things that you're dealing with when it comes to overthinking, because I guarantee you there's so many other people in the world who are doing the same freaking thing, and it's gonna help them. And also, I do reply to my comments. So even if you have this weird way of thinking that you can't get out of, maybe I can help. Maybe I'll reply and try to give you a little tip or two to spread some encouragement and some love, because I know when I was in those positions, I needed it. So I try to do that for other people. I try to be the person that I needed. And this community is actually growing pretty fast for like an average podcast. Like, I just want to thank you so, so, so much. The DMs I have been receiving, the comments I have been getting, you guys have been referring to my podcast in my comments on TikTok and Instagram. And if you're interested in those type of content, I'll link them down below. But you guys have just been so, so amazing and so supportive. And I just always want to remind you that I'm just a girl. I've been exactly where you've been before. I might not experience some of your experiences. I've had my own experiences that you may have not experienced, but I've been where you were before. So if you're ever looking at me and being like, oh my God, I wish I could be there, please know that I still struggle too. I'm just a girl who is in your shoes, trying to give you perspective and things that have really helped me. I just want to thank you with my entire heart for being here, because you don't understand how overwhelmingly loved I feel and like supported, and it just means the whole world. And every download, every follow on this podcast or on my YouTube is so, I don't know, it's just so weird. Like, I didn't think that my podcast would actually do this well. Like, I know I planned on doing it, but like, I don't know, I thought it was going to be more of a flop, and I have no idea why I thought that, but you guys are the ones making it not a flop. And so thank you. I love you more than anything in the world. And to remember that I'm just a girl. I'm going through it too. Don't idolize me. Don't pedestalize me, because I'm really going through it too. I'm just sharing my own journey and my own stories and some tips and tricks that have helped me. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe to my channel. If you're listening on podcasts, make sure that you download these episodes. Make sure you hit that follow button, because again, it really, really helps me out so much. And like, again, thank you to everyone who already has done so. It means the whole freaking world to me. But don't forget, because I come out with an episode every single Friday. So if this was helpful for you, you're going to want to come back next Friday, because I'm going to help some more. But yeah, I love you guys more than anything in the whole freaking world. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you. And again, remember, stay weird. Don't overthink it. Your people are out there. Your people are out there, I promise. And if they're not, I'm here. I'm right here. I'm right here. My internet friends are like my best friends. So again, thank you guys so much for being here. I love you more than anything in the world. And until next Friday, I love you guys.